The views and opinions on this show are those of the sponsor, Janathan's Flooring and Construction.
Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. We built this city with Jonathan's Construction and Flooring. I'll tell you that right now. And Jonathan Cook is in the house in the Pensacola Expert Panel studio. And if you have a question for Jonathan from the next half hour about construction, about flooring, about vinyl planking, he is our expert. All you got to do is text it in at 850-437-1620. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How you doing?
I'm pretty good this morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good.
Yeah.
So, Wednesday, hump day.
Hump day. Yeah, I kind of like it when I get to Wednesday.
Right.
Lots going on in town this week. So many different, you know, the festival season has started. Taste of the Beach is happening.
That's
the Songwriters
right. So
Festival.
What is Taste of the Beach? Where is that at?
Oh, it's so cool. So I'm Pensacola Beach. It's sponsored by the Pensacola Beach Chamber. Thursday night, they have a dinner cruise, sunset cruise. Friday, they have a VIP trolley dinner that goes to five restaurants. And then Saturday from 10 to 4 at Casino Beach is the festival. All the beach restaurants participate, and they feature their best dishes from their menus.
I've never done that.
Oh,
I've done
you
most
go.
Of all the festivals here, but I've never done that.
Taste
I'm going to have
beach.
To try that out.
I'm telling you, it's the best, and it's always beautiful. October with 0% chance of rain, and you just go and you try all the different dishes.
You can tell I'm pretty boring. I just work most of the time.
I don't believe that for one second.
Well, Sundays. I take Sundays off, so
okay.
Usually we do family stuff Sundays, but 6 days a week, I'm pretty much working. I enjoy the festivals, the fair.
Yeah.
I enjoy all of that stuff, and I do like doing it. If you're able to do it after 5 o'clock, then I would be down to do it.
Well, this is the weekend to be out on the beach. Because you can go to the Taste of the Beach Festival and then go and visit one of the local bars for the Pensacola Songwriters Festival. So you have all those folks in town, and they're performing on the beach this weekend.
Right, yeah. So I might give that a try.
Yeah.
So anyways, I'm Jonathan Cook with Jonathan's Construction and Flooring, in case you're just tuning in. We try to do this once a week on Wednesdays, and it's your chance to text in any questions that you have on construction or flooring or general remodel. We've been in business here for 21 years now, and we specialize in interior remodeling and flooring. We are licensed builders, so we are licensed general contractors. Just feel free to text in your questions. If you don't get your question on air today, don't worry about it. Just give us a call afterwards at our office. You can call us at 850-332-5905, or you can just stop by and see us in person. 9320 North Palafox, we're always looking for people just to stop by and check in and say, hey, maybe check some samples out, take them home.
Because you have a showroom there, right?
Right, yeah. Just run your ideas by us, what you're thinking about doing, and we're always open to... you know, to hear what your ideas are and put some comments back to it ourselves.
Okay, well, so maybe just to clarify, the type of construction that you do a lot of remodeling, correct?
Right.
And so kind of elaborate a little bit more so people can know what your specialties are. He's got a whole team that's been with him for many years.
We do. And so originally we had Jonathan's Construction. We just did full house renovations.
Mm-hmm.
And that's been pretty much since the beginning in 2005. And within doing that, we did a lot of flooring. And so my dad actually was a carpet installer.
Oh, really?
Growing up, yeah. So,
okay.
So my dad was in the flooring business. So I've been in the flooring business my entire life. But so it was just a good fit that I was like, you know, let's start Jonathan's Flooring to go with it. And so we really have Jonathan's Construction and Jonathan's Flooring both. And Jonathan's Flooring is a full retail flooring store, which we import and retail flooring.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's just kind of merged together, the two of them. So I just call it Jonathan's Construction and Flooring.
But
we're able to do full house renovations and all flooring. And why that's so important, especially for the flooring store, is when you get into people's houses and you start doing flooring, you would be shocked at how often we run into something. Just yesterday, our guys ran into it. They were putting flooring in a kitchen down on Yacht Harbor, and the kitchen floor is rotted out. And we took the old flooring
out. Oh, gosh, yeah.
And that's something we can send to our construction company. They come and they can do new subflooring. They can do floor joists. They can do plywood.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you end up needing cabinets, trim, any of that, so we can handle all of that. Not to to knock the other flooring stores, because we have a lot of other good stores here too. But if they had gotten into a job like that and say you need a new subfloor or you need new cabinets, that's something they would, you know, have to send off to another contractor. Sometimes they refer it to us and we come in and do it for them. So it does kind of pay off in some situations to have somebody that is a general contractor that's also doing your flooring. And so we just try to be flexible and do our part for the city.
Wow, well, that makes perfect sense to me, because now if there is a problem, like you said, you've got a team that can come in and fix the problem
right.
before you put the new flooring down.
Right.
You don't want to ignore that.
Exactly. So they go hand in hand with each other.
Okay, so I've already got some questions coming in, which is great. 850-437-1620. Good for you. This is a listener that had asked a question right at the end of the hour last week.
Okay,
he said he was going to send it back in. Okay, here we go. I asked you last week about the hardwood floors cupping. Our house was built in the 80s and has the original solid oak flooring. Can we salvage the flooring by planing / sanding it after replacing the subfloor?
It's very hard. So I don't know how you would save your hardwood if you're replacing the subfloor, because we would have to take the hardwood out to do the subfloor.
Mm-hmm.
So then taking it out and putting it back in, if it's already cupping, technically, could you sand it and plane it maybe? Probably not. You know, most likely you would probably replace it. Now, if it was just a little area and you had it through the whole house and you're like, hey, I really want to try and make this area match, I want to save this, you could try to do that and you could try to plane it down. I think when you're planing it down, though, it's getting thinner. So it's going to be thinner than your other floor that's left down. And in a lot of cases, when we do the subfloor, we have to replace a lot of it or all of it. When it starts cupping like that, I've seen this a lot, and it's only been the last, say, 3 years, in our area in particularly, where I'm seeing a lot of older homes with, like, they were built in, like, the 60s, 70s, 80s, they have hardwood tongue and groove floor, and it's cupping and buckling. And I go out, and I'm, you know, like, the only thing we can do is tear it all out and put a new subfloor in, and people will often say, well, it's been there for 50 years, and it's been fine. But the difference is, right now, it has been hotter than usual. So we have a lot of humidity in the air, and we're building more in the city than we've ever built. And so what people don't realize when it comes to flooring, every time we build a new construction house in the city, we're cutting trees down. Those trees absorb water off of the ground. So the more trees we cut down and remove, the more water that sits on the ground, that's more humidity that goes in the air, gets under the house, it builds humidity, and it causes your subfloors to cup and buckle. In 21 years I've been in business, I have never seen so many houses cupping and buckling as I've seen the last three years.
No kidding.
Yes.
Well, that explanation makes a lot of sense, but I've never thought of that before.
And one of the ways you really have to solve it, the most important thing is airflow under the house. Because when you have vents around your house, the airflow is supposed to pass through from the front all the way to the back. And that airflow is what dries your subfloors underneath. Because you're going to have natural moisture come out of the ground and get onto your subfloors. And then airflow is going to blow under the house, and it's going to dry those subfloors and keep it dry. So having good ventilation around your house is one of the most important things. And often I see older houses and the vents will be covered up, or bushes
covered
in
with
front
leaves
of them.
Yes. Yeah, because we don't think of those things.
I just looked at one down in Brentwood, and they had new siding put on the house, and they hardied all the way down.
Oh,
and so they covered it. And so it wasn't no airflow going
into
the house.
Oh, wow.
And all their floors buckled. And that's what I'm saying. Even though these are older homes and they've been there for a long time, I've probably done 15 houses in Navy Point down there with all that area cupping and buckling. And a lot of it's just that, like I said, we have more humidity in the air, it's hotter than usual, and it's causing the floors to cup and buckle. So it's pretty common, and they can call us, and I'll be happy to come out and look and do a free consultation just to give some information on it. It's possible to save your hardwood, to answer the question, but unlikely. Most of the time, it ends up having to be replaced.
So once it reaches the point of where it's cupping,
it's hard to.
Yeah.
You're never going to get it uncup. So once it starts buckling up like that, even when you pull it all up, it's going to be hard to get it all to lock back in with each other. Just the tongue and groove. It's going to be a job to save it.
Okay.
Most likely to replace it.
So what's your number so they can call you?
Okay, so they can give us a call at the store, 850-332-5905.
Great question. Thanks so much for sticking with us and coming back and asking that.
And,
again,
you know,
appreciate it.
Questions like that I like, because that's information that I've been telling people for at least a year, and because only, and I'm only saying this because I've seen so much of it. Mm-hmm. It's nothing that anybody's told me. It was like, hey, you know, we have a lot more moisture in the air than ever before. It's just something that I've noticed, but it's something that it's definitely like one of those things that really should be out there. People really should check the ventilation under their house. I'm talking about just trimming the bushes back and just letting air flow. Because when it gets to the point your floors start cupping and buckling, you're talking about a serious job to get all out and replace it.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. Okay. If you have a question or a text, and you can get specific like this because that's why we're here and Jonathan is our expert. 850-437-1620. So I think this is fascinating because that's not something that's occurred to me. But I also know I'm probably not the best homeowner because until there's a problem, I don't really worry about it.
Right.
So now it makes me, I want to run home now and go check my vents on the lower side of my house to see if there's
if you have
leaves
an off-grade house.
Yeah.
So now if your house is on a concrete foundation, then you don't have to worry about that.
Right. Okay.
But if you have an off-grade house, then most definitely I would definitely check it, make sure you have good ventilation under it, because a lot of times it can just be that simple, just trimming your bushes back or having good ventilation. And again, people will be like, well, that's how it's been for 20 years. Well, there has never been as much humidity in our air as there is now. And it also has been hotter, and maybe not like way hotter, but a couple degree difference builds moisture under homes. And that's all it takes.
Well, it makes sense. Yeah, no, it makes perfect sense. Okay, got another question just came in. Does Jonathan do contract work for other builders or just their own projects? Just curious.
No, we really like doing contract work for builders. Mm-hmm. So it's one of those things that like we do father-daughter construction. We've done some for David English, a bunch of different builders. And we actually really enjoy doing especially flooring for builders for new construction because we import. And so we will import large amounts of flooring to use for our projects. But we'd like to use them for other builders' projects too because the more that we're able to buy, the cheaper we get our price down. So the more we can do for other builders, it ends up helping us get our price down on our material. So it's kind of like, you know, everybody chipping in, the more we buy, the cheaper it gets. We actually really enjoy working with other builders. I'm all about networking and meeting other people and knowing other people. So, and I'm one of those guys, like if I'm doing some work for somebody or I'm used to working with them, they call me, there's nothing they're going to call and ask me. I'll be like, no, you know, I'm going to find a way to do it. I'll say, sure, I'll come help you do it. And if we're there and it's something else you need help with, we're happy to chip in. I think those relationships are extremely important.
Oh, for sure.
Especially being in business and networking and just to see how other people do stuff. Sometimes I'll learn from other people. You know, I'll be working with another contractor and learn something from them on a way that they're doing I hadn't thought about before. So I'd say that's a big part of business and a very important part in the construction industry to network and work together.
No, that sounds great. Well, that's a Chamber of Commerce philosophy right there.
You know, I wanted to join the Chamber a couple times. I have a good friend that's there at the Chamber.
Yeah.
And I've said it a couple times I was going to join. And I end up getting busy and I don't get to it.
I get it.
But I was going to join it. I probably will eventually.
I'm a little biased because I've run two of them in the past. But one of the best ways to network and meet other people and get those resources that you're talking about. That's
right,
the best part.
Yeah, and for everybody.
Yeah.
And it benefits the contractors, it also benefits the customers because the more we work together and the more we can share information and pricing, it ends up benefiting our customers in the long run as well.
No doubt about it.
So it's really a good way for everybody.
Well, I do have a question too that we hear all this stuff about the tariffs and how prices are going to go up. And I know that you do pride yourself that the fact that you do try to find those lower prices and to buy the stuff in bulk so that your customers can save. How are things going right now in regards to that?
Well, we did buy a lot in bulk a few months ago because we thought the tariffs would be coming, and they are. And so we are going to have some price increases. We've already been getting some letters from different factories. A lot of them haven't been as big as I thought they were going to be.
Well, that's good news.
A lot of them have been smaller than I thought they were going to be. Coupled with the market right now is not the best real estate market anyways, just with interest rates as high as they are and the uncertainty in the market. So that gives us a little bit of negotiating power with the factories to be like, hey, you know, sales are already down. We need to keep these prices at this point. Mm-hmm. And I've been able to do that pretty well. So we have had some small price increases, but overall, we're coming through it pretty good.
Okay. So right now, we're in October. The holidays are coming up. Is now a good time to maybe take on a quick project before the relatives get in
you
town?
You would be surprised. Like, when it comes about the beginning of October to Thanksgiving, it's some of our busiest season.
Really?
Yeah. So we get really busy in the springtime when everybody starts warming up. People want to do outside projects and things like that.
Right.
Obviously, the summertime, because it's warm and everybody's outside working and doing things and moving around, and then you get that rush right before the holidays because everybody wants to clean their house up or put new flooring in or countertops or paint right before the holidays. And so that's actually why we were doing a paint special this month.
Oh, good.
For that reason, because we always see so much painting around the holidays, painting
right.
and flooring. We won't see tons of big projects sometimes because people won't want to tear the whole house apart. But we'll see a lot of people say, hey, can we paint the kitchen or paint the walls or trim or can we put new flooring in? Because a lot of those projects we can get done in a couple of weeks.
Right.
So if you come to and say, hey, I want to, paint my house and put flooring down, and I can, in 2 weeks, have that turned around for you, and your house will look so much cleaner and fresher with the holidays and family coming over. I mean, it really can change the whole look of a house.
Oh, yeah,
just
sure.
Just by painting, just by painting. So
really nice. Like a makeover.
Right, like we call it a facelift or a whitewash job.
There you go, a refresh.
Yeah, just a refresh. But certainly, it's a great time for any projects, but especially when it comes to painting and flooring, it's a good time to do it right now.
Okay, we're talking with Jonathan Cook with Jonathan's Construction and Flooring, 850-437-1620 if you've got a question or a comment, and they're coming in now. Jonathan, here we go. I live in a 10-story condo with concrete subfloors. A leak from above is getting into my LVP floor such that, and I'm assuming that's the vinyl plank, such that the water is slowly appearing between the planks. I think I'm okay because the planks are made of vinyl. Then the question, am I okay?
The answer is, possibly, but most likely not.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason why is because it is a waterproof product. And that's why I tell people a lot of times, so you have a waterproof vinyl plank, but that doesn't mean when that moisture gets under there, it can just stay there. It needs to come out.
So once
that water gets under there, if it was just gathering there one time, then it dried out, you'd be fine, even a couple of times. If it's consistently happening, that's how we have mildew and mold and all those things start growing in dark, damp, wet areas.
Mm.
And under your flooring is going to be a dark, and if it's damp and a wet area, that's what I would be most concerned with. So I never mind the flooring getting wet as long as we get it dry. But if it's consistently getting wet and staying that way, it's going to be a problem.
So you could come out and maybe take a look at it and just see what the status is?
Yeah, and so in a situation like that, we would probably pull the flooring up if it was still wet like that. And if it was salvageable, we would clean it, let it dry out, put it down. Obviously, they need to have the leak fixed. If there was any sort of mildew or mold or anything like that, we would refer it out to a restoration company to come in and treat the mold, and then we would do the flooring afterwards.
Okay.
Hopefully, it wouldn't get to that point.
Mm-hmm.
But it's one of those things, if you ignore it and it stays wet, it's going to become a problem for sure.
Okay, great question. Thank you for sending that in.
Yeah.
Okay, got another one for you. We moved, this is good, because I thought about this too at one point. We moved down south a few years ago, always had basements where I'm from, but haven't seen any around here. Does anyone build or add basements down here?
No, absolutely not.
Okay, want to explain the why
so,
of that?
Because I guarantee wherever they come from was more up north.
Sure.
So we're in the south. And
if
we're
they say
close...
down south, I moved down south, they're probably from up
right,
north.
Right, from up north, right. So we're a water city. I mean, our water table is so high. If we go digging down, 10 feet to put a basement in. So I just had a perk test done on a neighborhood I'm trying to develop, and they hit water at 27 feet. But that was up, more toward the north end of the county. You get out closer to the water area, and you're hitting water probably, 15, 20 feet down.
Wow.
So you can't really put a basement down there because the water table is too high.
Oh, okay.
You have to have a certain level of elevation to get a basement in, and that's why you're not going to see those in those water-lined areas. That's one of the trade-offs. If you want to live on the beach and you want to enjoy the water, you can't go down. There's water right there. Now, you get up north, you'd have to, I don't know how much down to hit water, but I imagine it's a long way. way. Right. I mean, if mine was 27 feet here, it's probably 100 feet down or more, you know, a couple hundred feet. So put all the basements you want in.
Well,
but in Florida,
you
go digging too deep, you're going to hit water.
Well, I used to live in Atlanta, so just about everybody in Atlanta has a basement. Within the basement's their den or their workout room or another bedroom. I mean, it's a whole other layer of the house, basically.
Right. So. And if you did put a basement, you'd have so much problem with, I mean, we're having moisture problems now with off-grid houses. Imagine you go down another 10, 12 feet down, you have more problems down there. You know, the ground's going to be softer, not as structurally sound, and, you know, moisture and water and things like that. So it's just not practical to do one here.
No, and that makes perfect sense. Talking with Jonathan Cook with Jonathan's Construction and Flooring. If you have not had a chance to check out their showroom, you have everything there, correct?
We do. We have everything. And I do want to say, if you do want that extra space, we can always go up. You know, on the waterways, we can go up.
Or sideways?
Right, we can go sideways, we can go up. Like that lady says, she's in a 10-story, so I mean, we can go up and stare at the water, we just can't go down.
That's right.
So I'm Jonathan's Construction and Flooring. We have a showroom on Palo Fox Street. So we're one block south of 9 Mile Road at 9320 North Palo Fox. Sherry and Becca run the store up there, so they would be happy to see you. And I'm sure they're listening to this now.
Hey, shout out to the gals. Good morning, y'all.
To the ladies running the store, but they're actually very knowledgeable with flooring. Mm-hmm. And Sherry stays on top of it. She's constantly checking prices and, you know, different types and trends of flooring, and they try to stay very up to date on different trends and things like that. So they're happy if you just stop by and talk to them and pick out some samples. And then most time I'm the one that goes out and does the estimate, so it's either me or Steve. Mm-hmm. And then so if you do go talk to them at the store, then when I show up, I'll put my opinion in too.
Surprise. Check it out. I bet you do. Well, the good news is that you do go out to do these inspections and to check out and to assess if somebody's got remodeling ideas. And the nice thing about that is you do that for free.
I do. And actually enjoy doing it. I don't mind doing it.
Well, and the other thing I want to mention real quick, too, is that I'm impressed because you do a line-by-line item description of what you're going to do rather than labor supplies. Boom. There's your quote. No,
a lot of people think that's just for the customers, like an additional added thing for the customers. But believe it or not, it's for us too. Mm-hmm. Because as much as it protects the customer and they, hey, I know exactly what I'm getting and what I'm paying for and why I'm paying for that, mm-hmm. it protects us because we know exactly what we're doing. So we don't show up and be like, oh, we're going to remodel the kitchen for $50,000. Well, that's so vague. You know, like what kind of cabinets are you putting in? What kind of countertops? How much are my cabinets? So, like, I break it all down line by line. Item and why it becomes important, because someone may come back and say, hey, you know, I don't have a budget for all of this, so let's redo the kitchen and not do the backsplash.
Right.
Now, we don't have to guess at how much that's going to save because it's got a line item with a price there, and you can take it off yourself. People will call me and they'll say, hey, I want to take these three off my estimate. What would that change? I'm like, it would change the exact price next to it.
That's perfect.
You can just do that yourself. You know, that's exactly what it would change. It's not going to change any of the other pricing if you take those items off.
Yeah.
And that way you can come back and do those items later. We see that a lot, especially like kitchen and bathroom remodels and stuff. People will come in and make adjustments, say, hey, we almost keep my old appliances for now, or I'm not going to put a backsplash up, or I'm going to keep my old light fixtures. Mm-hmm. We're going to come back to that next year.
Well, it takes the guesswork out of it.
It does. It does. And like I said, they know what they're getting, and we also know what we're doing. Because we want, as much as we do want to make a profit, we're a profitable company, but we also want to be fair.
Right.
You know, make sure it's fair across the board. We want to make a living, but we want it to be fair for them as well. And so that's what we try and do.
Okay. Well, you had mentioned earlier that you have a paint special going on. So maybe go into a little bit more detail about that, because we've got only a couple minutes left, and we'll make sure people take advantage of that so they can get that facelift before their relatives come in. Down.
So any room that's 12 by 12 or smaller, we're doing for $300.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So any room 12 by 12, and that's going to be all your walls. That's going to cover all your walls. That doesn't cover the ceilings, but it's going to cover your walls and trim. No doors, no ceilings. And then from there, it just would go up by the square foot, you know, price. But yeah, so we're doing that for all the way through the holidays because, you know, we see a lot of that painting coming, you know, for the holidays, and we were going to do a special, and then I was like, you know, let's do paint, because we do flooring sales all the time, and I was like, you know, we see so much paint around the holidays, let's do that. So it's a great time to do it, and any room 12 by 12 or smaller, would just be $299. That's going to include your walls and baseboard.
Does that include the cost of the paint?
It does. It includes us supplying
the
paint.
So it's not just the labor.
Yeah, so it's a really good price.
Yes.
Now, if you have a lot of furniture in there, we're going to charge you to move the furniture and put it back. So that would be an additional cost.
Mm-hmm.
And those are one of the things that we would line item out, because a lot of people will move their furniture before we come and say, hey, I'm going to take the furniture out of the room before you show up.
Right.
And we're okay with that. We're like, hey, that's great. You know, just take it out and then you can put it back. But if you need us to move it, we don't mind doing that either.
Okay. So. That works for me.
So any room 12 by 12 or smaller is going to be $299. And if your room's larger than that, it would just adjust by the square foot.
Mm-hmm.
So we'd have to measure it, but it would just adjust by the square foot.
That's a great price. So if you want Jonathan to come out and take a look, and maybe been thinking about, I'm about to get him to come out because I'm really thinking about remodeling my bathroom. So if you're thinking about that, you go out a couple of days a week to do that?
Yep. So we go out Tuesdays and Thursdays. So tomorrow be estimate day. Most time when you call, you can get on that next Tuesday or Thursday coming up.
Uh-huh.
So it'd be the next week. But if you called this week, it'd be either next Tuesday or Thursday, depending on how many we had, most of the time.
Okay. And I have another question. Do you have, this is Jonathan, do you have exterior paint specials also?
Ooh,
that's a good question.
We don't have a set price for exterior paint specials.
Mm-hmm.
We'd have to come out and look at it. And the reason why is because with a room inside, we can say, hey, 12 by 12
is controlled.
Right. Yeah. But on the outside, every house is different.
Right.
You know, I could say, we're going to paint the outside for $4,000. Then we show up, it's a 3-story house. You know,
10-story.
Yeah. So, or if it's downtown, has a lot of trim and custom work. You know, so no, but we will get you a good price on it.
Okay. Thanks everybody for the questions that we didn't get to you this morning. Come back next week. He's here Wednesdays at 9:00. Jonathan with Cook with Jonathan's Construction and Flooring. Website and phone number one more time.
Yes, Jonathan's Construction and Flooring, 850-332-5905. Or check us out at our store at 9320 North Palafox.
What's your website?
Jonathansflooring.com or Jonathan's Construction and Flooring on Facebook.